Tulip Girl by Margaret Dickinson. Read by Julia Franklin. April 1959.
No, please! Don't shoot!
Trembling, Maddie stretched out her hand towards the man holding the gun. Beyond him, through the barn's open door, she could see the tulips, row upon row like a multicoloured rainbow, dazzling in the warm sunlight. She had planted those fields with her own bare hands. Was everything she loved, everything she had worked for, striven for, now to be blown away in a moment's madness? Here in the barn it was cool and dim. They stood facing each other, the four of them. Maddie, the two men, and the boy.
Please,
she whispered, begging as she had never begged in her life.
Please, let the boy go.
Why should I?
His tone was harsh and cruel, so different from the voice she knew so well, or thought she had known.
If it weren't for him and...
The barrel of the shotgun wavered slightly, and then swung sharply away from pointing at Maddie and the boy towards the other man, standing so still and silent in the shadows.
You!
There was such venom in his voice, a bitter hatred that had been festering for 11 long years. A shadow appeared in the barn doorway, a woman's shadow. Maddie's eyes widened, and she gave a little gasp of fear. Then she touched the boy standing near her on his shoulder, giving him a tiny push.
Go,
she breathed. Go to her. She saw him glance at the two men, who seemed now only aware of each other.
Go on,
she urged. The boy took a step, his gaze still on the men. Then he ran. The barrel swung again, following the small figure hurtling towards the door. As she saw the man's finger move towards the trigger, Maddie lunged forward, her hand outstretched to push the barrel aside and spoil his aim.
No!
Maddie cried, but the deafening blast drowned her scream. Lead shot splattered against the wall of the barn, and in the doorway, a figure fell, sprawling in the dirt. Before Maddie's eyes, the rainbow field of tulips beyond seemed to turn blood red. April 1946.
What's her name?
Madeline March.
Far too fancy.
Harriet Trowbridge sniffed her disapproval. We call her Maddie, the matron said hastily.
Plain little scrap of a thing, isn't she? I imagine she'd be. Are you sure she's the one?
Oh, yes. Abandoned outside the gate in 1932. No one's ever come to see her, so there's no family that we know of. And I don't think anyone's going to come looking for her now after 14 years, do you?
That's what you were looking for, isn't it? It is, yes. But she doesn't look old enough.
Harriet shot a disbelieving look at the matron.
She only looks about 12, and a small 12 at that.
Mrs. Potter began to bridle.
I hope you're not doubting my word, Mrs. Trowbridge.
No,
the woman murmured, her thoughtful gaze still on the girl standing before them.
But now I see her, I don't know if she'll manage the work.
She's strong.
The matron now cast an anxious look at her visitor.
And biddable?
There was only the merest hint of hesitation in Mrs. Potter's voice. She wasn't above lying through her teeth, if it meant seeing this particular child gone from her orphanage. Mrs. Trowbridge seemed heaven-sent, though anyone less angel-like would have been hard to find. She was tall and bony thin, and dressed from head to foot in black. A felt hat was pulled down low over her forehead, and the well-worn coat fell almost to her ankles, covering thick lisle stockings and stout, good-quality lace-up shoes. Her features were sharp.